from KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. It's Chatterbox, where you'll find the latest news, interviews, and updates about the gaming world. The views and opinions expressed are those of the host, the guests, and callers only, and not necessarily those of KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. And now, here's your host for Chatterbox.
That's right, here is your host for Chatterbox Video Game Radio. My name's Alon.
And my name's Ara.
And my name is Rich.
And we make up the trio that is Chatterbox Video Game Radio.
Does this mean you've promoted Rich from being the intern?
One day he might get an email address.
One day. That's what I like to hear.
So what's my official title?
In about 10 years.
Lackey continues to be your official title. But I'm too scared of what you would do with an email address from Chatterbox that I...
No. The New Times did say you're a sidekick, which is a rank that
I think is
far beyond what you deserve, but nevertheless.
Because I'm going to fill out the stuff because I want to go to CES.
Okay, I immediately regret saying this now.
No, because I want to fill out the stuff for CES because I want to go, and I was like, should I fill out my really long title or what should I put?
I don't even remember your long time.
The whatever investigative reporter about crap that nobody cares about, something like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know if that would work well on my...
I think that would work fantastic.
On my press badge.
Let's discuss other things that don't work well. And that is...
PlayStation 3.
Fake recalling games simply because you want to release a patch.
Oh.
Okay, you know what? I have not been so excited and happy about a controversy since I can remember.
This is beautiful, man.
This is fantastic.
So... Do you want me to talk about how I spent my evening before we go into
Go ahead, and then I'll...
I mean, I don't want to steal your thunder. You can go first if you want.
No, because I think I'll just interject.
You're excited?
Okay, so this started... Yes. This started 10 days ago.
You will see.
When Rich was over my place with a bunch of other people who were playing some Rock Band. And I know Rich wants to get Rock Band 2, but like the whole big set, even though he already has drums with no foot pedal and a guitar.
Well, I need a new foot pedal, obviously.
Yeah. So he wants the full Rock Band thing, Rock Band 2, and I'm going to get Guitar Hero World Tour. And there was this 20% off games code for Toys R Us if you spend more than $75. I was like, well, I want Guitar Hero World Tour, and that by itself is over $75. But that wasn't in stock. Even for pre-order. You could pre-order the PS3 one, but not Xbox 360.
Yep.
So I said, forget that, but I do need Little Big Planet. And hey, Rich, do you want to get 20% off Rock Band 2? I'll order it. Just give me the cash. And he's like, yeah, sure. So we get these cheap versions of these games pre-ordered. All right, they'll get them. They'll ship them. We're not in any particular hurry, right? Of course, Little Big Planet, I am in a hurry. But I thought it doesn't matter because my roommate, we only have one PS3 in the house, and my roommate had pre-ordered it from GameStop. And he's never had a problem getting it the day it comes out. So great. I won't even need my second copy that's needless anyway of Little Big Planet because John will have it.
Yep.
So I didn't care. So here we find out last week that the game gets delayed, right, because of some... part of a song that we're going to play for you later. Some like song in the background has something from the Quran in it, and anytime there's something related to being Muslim in a video game, it breaks everybody's hearts. And
would you like to be educated on what precisely is so?
No, that's for next segment. I have to continue my story.
Oh, you make me seethe, but okay.
Telling a story.
I love suspense, man, but I got to let this out. So now we're told that it's going to be delayed. Meanwhile, I get a call from Nate Vig, one of the earlier hosts of Chatterbox Video Game Radio.
Yeah, he was.
On Sunday, he's like, hey, Lon, did you get Little Big Planet yet? I'm like, no, but I'd love to. He says, well, I got it from the Target on 44th Street and Thomas. I'm like, really? Well, I happen to be going right near there today to play some disc golf, so I will stop by and see what they have to tell me. And I go there and I ask the kid about it. And he's like, no, it's not out till the 21st. I go, really? Because my friend told me he got it here just a few days ago. It's like, oh, yeah, well, we had one guy sell it early, but he totally got written up for it. So I was like, you sure you don't want to sell it? I won't write you up. And he didn't go for it, and he pointed to the security cameras. And we walked away without the game. It didn't really matter because my expectations weren't dashed. But I still had this impending idea that the game would be sold at other places.
So wait, this is...
Someday.
This is the recalled copy, or this is...
The recalled copy. They're not going to be different.
So it's just... They're not different.
They're not producing a
new
version.
They're not going to be different.
So they're just holding it.
As my story continues.
Yes.
You'll see.
Very well. Very
so
well.
We had also gone to the Walmart, the Super Ghetto Walmart right by my house, because that's where I live.
Yep.
And they had said, we have it, but it's going to be released on Tuesday. And you know what? If it's not out there when you come in, have them check the back. right? Maybe it's not out front. Have them check the back and they can get it. But okay, cool. At least we could get it there. And really, I'm just collecting content for the show because we
Tuesday
all know
Tuesday as of this Tuesday, as in today?
Yeah, it's supposed to be out today. Tuesday.
Okay.
And so anyway, they told me not till Tuesday. The Target that previously sold it to Nate said not till Tuesday. And so then today comes. And I think, oh, well, I'll check. Hey, John, did you get your copy from GameStop? No, not till the 28th, because Sony says they're pushing it back a week.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, I can't believe that actually came true, even though we all knew it was going to come true. So I go to the Walmart right by where we work. I don't know if you even realize there's a Walmart like next door.
Oh, yeah, I've been there.
So that's another super ghetto Walmart. They are sold out.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, no, it's sold out. Okay, great. So I stop by the Fry's on the way home. They say it's been pushed back. Something was wrong with the game.
So it's Walmart just lied to you by saying they're sold out, because they weren't.
No, I'm pretty sure
they
sold out.
They never got a shipment. There's no way they sold it today.
Rich just feels bad because they lied to him.
Don't you think they...
Because the release
date... He said
people
lined up at midnight for it.
Really? Because the release date is next week.
No, no. The release date was today.
Was,
and
they pushed it back.
They sent them out in advance to people. And Walmart has their system. Our guy told us a few days ago, our system won't even let us sell it before the street date. Okay, but the street date is the 21st. And I have a feeling Walmart, the biggest retailer in their country, told Sony to F off.
Yeah, so, they could do that.
So then I went to Fry's on the way home. And by the way, all of these stores I go to are directly on my path home. They are not, I'm not going out of the way for any of them. So I go to the Walmart at work. They tell me sold out. People were lined up at midnight for it.
Which is ridiculous.
Since it doesn't open until 6 a.m. So
no, it's ridiculous that Walmart isn't 24 hours. Walmart's here aren't 24 hours.
No, there's like one in Scottsdale.
Okay, let's not get on the sense of entitlement.
It's ridiculous.
Soapbox.
Moving on.
Continue.
Fry's tells me it's been pushed back a week. The guy says there's something wrong with the game, so it was pushed back a week. Okay, great. I mean, I don't really need an excuse or why. I just leave. And then a few blocks down, I go to a Target.
Yep.
This particular Target never has anyone manning the booth near the electronics, so I can't ask anyone a question.
Uh-huh.
And the people at customer service are going to be useless all the way at the front of the store. But I do see a spot, like in their shelving unit, for Little Big Planet that's totally empty. So I'm assuming they are also sold out. This is not the Target at 44th and Thomas that sold it last week. It is just the Target that's on the way home.
Uh-huh.
So they had a slot for it. It was all, none were there. I'm presuming sold out. So Target and Walmart selling the game. And then I stop off at the Kmart. Like, hey, maybe Kmart. They have a spot for it, but they have a piece of paper that says Sony has, you know, put forth a national recall on this game and it won't be out until further notice. Okay, so I asked the girl there, do you have any idea, like, what's going on here? Trying to get some information. And she's like, what did she say? Not that there was something wrong with it. Oh, she said the release date was wrong, so it's
indeed.
It's later.
Yes. Yeah, they've got to recall when they make that mistake.
And I said, but the paper said recall. So I said, okay, so it says recall there. Does that mean that, like, you just can't sell it until the 28th? They just pushed it back? Or are you actually sending them back? Oh, no, we're just holding them, and then we'll sell it later. Okay, great. So this confirms my suspicion that all Sony's doing is creating a patch, which is interesting since the game has a whole lot of single-player, not online content.
Yep.
But the real fun comes with online. So then I go home, and I realize, wait a minute, there's a Walmart literally next door to my house. That's the one that we were at a few days ago. So I go there on the way to the show, and this is the one where the guy said, if it's not out front, have them check the back.
Yep.
So that guy's not there anymore. Instead, it's these two little 16-year-old girls who've never heard of the thing. One's like, oh, I couldn't find it in the case. And the other one says, what? What game? Nah, if it's not in the case, we don't have it. And I'm like, great. So I go to customer service, and I say, all right, so can you check stock for this game? It's like, and she doesn't know what to say to me. She's looking at me blank, like, what, computer, huh? They should be able to help you back there. I said, listen, the thing is, I was here a few days ago, and they said it comes out today, and if it's not out in the front, like, have them check the back. And those two girls just told me, if it's not in the case, it's not here. So, like, kind of conflicting. Could you help me out? And she says, oh, well, you know what? There's even computers that you can use back there. So go back there and check it. I said, seriously? There's a computer that I can use? She's like, oh, but have them help you, thinking that they're going to be a help using a computer. So I check it. That computer is simply the Walmart website.
Yeah.
You go in there, it says... I find Little
That's
Big
fantastic.
Planet.
That's what I call service.
It says, go here,
right there.
Pre-order by November 11th. You know, it'll be ready on November 11th.
That's great.
So that's my story of checking five stores
Always
today,
helpful.
Not getting this game, even though Walmart and Target are selling it. Yet GameStop, the small guy, who's actually not that small, can't sell it. More of this when we're back.
You're listening to Arizona's News Talk Leader, KFNX News Talk Radio, 1100.
We'll be right back.
And we're back. Chatterbox Video Game Radio. And Alon is very surprised.
Wow, that was loud.
Dude, you guys, you should have seen
this. What? I'm Armenian, I'm loud. This is what you get.
No, I think Norm just turned up something. My brain almost fell out, but...
Yeah, I actually surprised myself as well.
So we're going to play some music later. During the break, we were testing out my computer and the audio on it, and unfortunately, this new laptop of mine plays audio very softly.
And it makes for fantastic radio.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to stab you very soon.
All right.
Seriously, do we have to hum every second?
I'm just agreeing.
So, all right. I was talking about my adventure to try and get Little Big Planet and how I didn't get to go into the whole tirade of how they decide to do this recall. And I just assume everyone listening to the show, understands already that Little Big Planet was recalled. Like, what is wrong with you guys?
I'm going to stab you.
Continue.
Can you just mute your mic? This is the worst radio ever. All right. So our listeners are generally in the know, and they understand that Little Big Planet was delayed because there was some music in the game that apparently recites part of the Quran. And so Sony decided, we're too sensitive, we're going to pull this back. And what is really dumb about it is that they apparently didn't make everybody do it. And it's not a real recall, it's just a delay. They're delaying it, presumably, so that they can release a patch, so that when the game does come out, it will just instantly patch, and yay. The people who are online won't hear this music. That's
well, you know what pissed me off about
music.
This?
I'm sure many things.
Many things, but the one that's immediately relevant is that this letter that they... There are these people on some site called TrueGaming.net who are Muslim, right? And they're like...
It's T-R-U Gaming, right?
It says true, like spelled like the real word here.
Okay.
Anyway, they're like, oh, we consider the mixing of music and words from the Holy Quran deeply offending. So we'll hope that you remove it from the game immediately via an online update and make sure that no future shipments of the game have it.
Wait.
Okay, thank you. And then so Sony's like, oh, okay, we'll do this. Like, what is this? Like,
wait.
Just rolling over just because somebody sends a letter to someone saying, oh, we're offended.
So Rich has read the book or the audio book, The God Delusion. And I've begun reading this book
recently.
I
thought you were about to say he's read the Quran.
No.
Forwards and backwards 8 times.
Yeah. So The God Delusion. And they talk about, in that book, Richard Dawkins talks about how basically in America, or really anywhere these days, religion is an excuse to let you do anything. Even though there's really no basis for it, you can just claim religious belief or
it's
religious
insane.
Practice, and you can do whatever you want.
You guys will see soon how it's even more insane. Yeah.
See, I didn't know exactly the whole story behind why it's being removed. I thought it was ridiculous, but it was seriously because this group of people complained about
Just some kids.
Those people are idiots.
Who are Muslim, and I noticed there's passages from the Quran in this piece of work. They're just taking advantage of the fact that they can exert this kind of power,
but why would,
so they do.
Why would they even? Why would that bother them to begin with?
It was probably a joke. That's the thing. And what's funny is the artist is like a Grammy Award-winning artist.
Okay, you want to get into this?
He's an extreme Muslim.
You want to get
into
this?
It's ridiculous.
Okay,
He's got no problem with the music himself.
Check this out. The guy who wrote the music, his name is Tomani Diabate, okay?
You should be able to pronounce that better.
Look, it's first time.
You speak Armenian, right?
He's not Armenian.
No, but that's a Middle Eastern language.
This guy, I think, I don't know where this guy's
from. You should hear Ara talk to his parents.
Not everybody who is Muslim is from the Middle East, by the way. Anyway, okay, on the BBC, News at 10.
BBC One.
He said,
BBC Two.
It's common practice to use the Quran as an inspiration in music. Quote, it's quite normal to play music and be inspired by the words of Prophet Muhammad. It's my way to attract and inspire people towards Islam. So he's a devout Muslim. And nobody's writing letters to him saying stop, although, and this is what makes this thing so fun, right? Okay, the Muslim Council of Britain, some big important guy, Sheikh Ibrahim Mogra, right, issued a statement saying Muslims believe the Quran is to be the actual word of God and give it the utmost respect. Therefore, if it were to be used with the accompaniment of music, or if it were to be used in the game or commercial, that would upset and cause offense and hurt to many, many Muslims.
Yeah, I read that.
That is ridiculous.
But there's more. There's more. So now, here's another Muslim group. Okay? The nonprofit American Islamic Forum for Democracy. Okay? M. Judy Jasser. And he issues a statement, and he says...
Can I just say Habibi? Because I want to have something like that.
No, that would be offensive. We don't do that here.
He says Habibi, that's a term of endearment.
He says, the free market allows for expression of disfavor by simply not purchasing a game that may be offensive. He said that the demand to censor, as well as Sony's willingness to bend at the request, is counterproductive to freedom of speech. So Jasser, this guy's the man, as far as I'm concerned.
He must not be orthodox.
No. He's non-for-profit.
I don't know. He did say that typically, right, it's offensive to do this, but you shouldn't be prevented from doing that. You know, it's free speech.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but...
And I think that it's insane that just because somebody is vocal about, oh, I think this is offensive, just because it's religion, like you guys were saying, they just bend like mm-hmm. a piece of butter.
They just don't want to get into it. They see, one group... wrote us a letter and kind of didn't like it, so let's just switch it now before we get too far into it, and then somebody gets really mad about it.
Well, here's the thing: like, I don't necessarily feel the need to get into this big argument about whether or not it's censorship and should be, because that's an argument that has been played out a million times over.
My point is that here now we see publicly Muslims disagreeing over whether this is okay or not, which I find fantastically amusing.
Well, but you're going to get that in any religious group, right? I'm more interested in...
My point is you're going to get that with anything.
True.
So why? Why does Sony just buckle over and just say, oh, okay?
We should just write in, hey, we're a Muslim group. We're really disappointed at Metal Gear Solid 4. Make it better.
On the other hand...
Would that work?
On the other hand, the highly cynical part of myself says that, you know what? This has caused so much attention over what it would if they had just simply ignored that letter that they've gotten an insane amount of press just because of this.
Well, my concern is if they wanted to actually have produced some result, then it needed to be uniform. And by letting Walmart sell the game, and Walmart never said anything. They don't have any sign up. If there was a real recall, they would have put a sign up. There would have been something. But there was nothing.
Yeah.
They've sold the game. And to just let Walmart do it, Walmart sells a lot more than GameStop.
Way more.
We don't like to admit it as gamers, but way more influential than GameStop.
Oh, yeah. And they have computers you can use.
And you know what? I think Target is probably also selling more games
than
GameStop.
They're pretty high up there.
But I don't know the numbers behind that. Walmart is much bigger than Target.
Well, but Target sold more than GameStop.
I don't know about
game.
Best Buy. I bet Best Buy folded, but lots of people got it. Idiot people who go to Walmart, like Rich, who are going to complain about the Quran, they bought it. The people at GameStop, they are smart, upstanding citizens. They do not believe in religion, the people who shop at GameStop, as a standard. They are all intelligent atheists and wouldn't bother with it. So let people buy it at GameStop. But Walmart? No. Meanwhile, it needs to be uniform. If it's not, then say, you know what? We're going to have the patch in a week, since obviously they're not going to stop selling the hundreds of thousands of discs that were shipped out prior to the game's release.
Right.
They're just releasing a patch. Then a bunch of people are getting it anyway. Why not let everybody get it? All you're doing is pissing off the people who pre-ordered the game and really wanted it and don't really care so much about one piece of music. You're just pissing off the people who really want the game.
And it's really 8 seconds or less.
Yeah, and they've waited through delay after delay after delay for this game. Finally, you put advertising out. You have special signage at stores, and now the people who are really like devout gamers, not devout Muslims, because they're all atheists at GameStop, devout gamers can't actually get their game because they've given their money to GameStop and they can't buy it.
So now this is the part of the show where we start to consider much more sinister motives, and now I'm wondering, well, maybe they wanted to put out a patch anyway and they used this as an excuse to get it out before anyone could play the game.
Doesn't matter. Everybody from Walmart already bought it. Plenty of people have the game. Hell, Vig had it last week.
Well, right. I mean, like, some people did, right? But how many, considering how many they have to sell?
You mean to patch something else in the game?
Yeah. Like, maybe the game's totally broken, and they're like, oh, we got to search for a reason to actually patch this thing before most of the people get their hands on it, because there's something horrible that we let slip through the cracks, and it's not, you know...
I don't know.
Arabic lyrics.
We'll know if that's true or not. I don't think that's it.
I just think Sony is terrible at anything related to PR and media. They just botch every situation when it comes to the public eye. They just botch it all.
They certainly don't do a very good job, and I don't like how they handled this. It's just silly. And I don't know like, they didn't tell Toys R Us, apparently, since Toys R Us tells me. They told me this morning, we've got your game in stock. And today, they're still telling me they've got the game in stock. They're not shipping it.
All I know is, Jasser, you are the man! You come hang out with me anytime.
We'll be back after this.
We go smoke shisha.
It's me, Mario. You're listening to Chatterbox Video Game Radio. It's number one.
Woo-hoo! And we're back, the Chatterbox Video Game Radio Show. Now, I want to play this clip, this music that that we're talking about that made all of this craziness. So we're going to play it now. Forgive the slight buzz.
Prepare to be offended, all Muslims.
All right, that buzz is a result of the horrible equipment we have here in the studio, so I'm going to try and get rid of that. And when I'm done with that...
That's fantastic technology.
Did we miss the part that actually played the...
No.
No, we heard it?
Yes.
We did? Okay, we'll play that.
Maybe not well enough.
All right, so before we move on, I got to remind everyone about our wonderful sponsor, University of Advancing Technology. Go to uat.edu. I hear they're not at all a religious school. You know, you can be Muslim or Christian or... whatever, or atheist even, and go there. So now, I want to hear that again. Hopefully, I'll be able to avoid the buzzing again.
Maybe we can just use a speaker.
With the speaker?
Yeah, why not? I mean, like, they did it when they're recording it, apparently, so.
Also true. All right, let's try this again. Perhaps with
an
extra twist this time.
Okay, did you get that? Did you understand that?
Was that all of the offensive?
That's the offense. Well, yeah. So the first line.
That's the good part.
With
the
extra line, offense, care of Chatterbox. I didn't know you were gonna do that.
The first line. It's exciting.
Seriously, you could have warned me.
It makes me feel good.
Oh man, I hope we get hate mail.
So I got a translation for you guys.
Can you do like custom soundtracks?
No, you be quiet.
Do you do stuff like that because you don't quite understand the number of listeners we have? Is that what
you be quiet. Here's a translation, okay? The first line means literally, every soul shall have the taste of death.
Figuratively.
No, literally. That's wonderful. Okay? The second line is all that is on earth will perish.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, also very nice. Okay.
Here's my question.
You want to give out the number now?
Is that a good idea? UAT.
Now, here's my question. Can you do custom soundtracks on the PlayStation 3 games? Can you put your own music in there?
I don't know, man.
Because if we can...
I don't know, but you might be able to do custom buzzes on radio
shows. What it comes down to. We need to get like that full song and have Aura record over it. And then put that on our site so people can download it. Into Little Big Planet as a level, and it'll just be Aura.
I'll tell you what.
Dibber jabbering.
Someone confirm for me whether or not you can. In fact, mate. Oh, that can be how we give away the Spectrobes game that we now have to give away.
Electrobes?
Electrobes.
I've always wanted to start a singing career.
All right. So, guys, if you listened to last week's show, then you know we originally intended on having an interview with one of the guys who worked on or produced or whatever. Spectrobes, otherwise known for Rich as Electrobes, Beyond Portals for the Nintendo DS. And so they shipped me a copy to give away to our listeners, and I couldn't think of how to do a contest. So given that we couldn't get them on the show to do an interview, I think a contest relating to a totally different game is very suitable. So the person who can get that audio clip and make the most interesting chant a la Ara or other artistic interpretation of that music and send it to us.
Penn excluded from competition.
I think that's a fantastic idea. Yeah. Penn needs to
make his own music first.
That's
before
right.
Before he can enter this competition.
That's right.
Well, he just has to submit what he promised you because he already got a free game from you.
Because I know where he lives. Yeah. He should remember this.
So
do I.
The best submission by next week or sometime after that if nobody else does it. See, if I give them 2 weeks, they're going to submit it all in 14 days from now.
Okay, you have 7 days.
Yeah. I want it by the next show. All right, submit to us, and our show is on Tuesdays for you podcast listeners, your best interpretation of that music that's not supposed to be in Little Big Planet. And, whatever makes me happiest.
It's not supposed to be.
And if you can put your own music into the game, we will make them all available for people to put into the game. Although, I don't know.
I don't know how. You have to be able to do custom soundtracks.
So, anyway, we've got Penn waiting to talk.
Oh.
Penn the Excluded. That'll be his name. Like Conan the Barbarian?
Yeah. Do you think we should bring him on now?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Penn, has it been long enough?
Penn, you're on the air.
Hey, I just want to say another weird thing in censorship is they have an HBO show about comedians saying the most wildest, outlandish things that they could possibly think of, except they're kind of banned from using the F word, but not the one that you're thinking of, the one that's for gay people.
Oh, seriously?
They can't say that on HBO?
Yeah. They technically can. But
Norm, can I say it on the radio?
Said, no, not to.
It really means a bundle of sticks.
No.
Norm gets very nervous. He doesn't want me to say it.
If it's in reference to a bundle of sticks, we could say it, right?
I don't know.
Isn't that what it is?
I can tell you, though, that some people who work on movies are called gaffers.
Yeah.
And if you make that backwards.
Right? What?
Don't say it!
All right, Penn, I assume that's not all you called about.
Yeah, I wanted to review Max Payne.
Review Max.
What?
The movie?
I thought you were going to give us the tracking number for the delivery of your song that you just sent out.
Yeah, Fate apparently does not want this song to be finished because when I finally got all the equipment and started recording,
okay,
the
enough,
next day,
enough,
my heart
enough,
died.
Enough, you're dead
Fate
to me now.
Does not exist.
I still love Yara.
All right. So, yeah, where were we?
Max Payne, the movie. I heard there were bullets.
Rich wanted to see it. In fact, he's like, Alon, I'm going to a double feature this Sunday. Some crappy movie.
Okay.
And
Religious was good, first of all. And second of all, we didn't go to the second movie because my brother was whiny.
All right. So tell me quickly about Max Payne. I think we have about one more minute left.
Max Payne was horrible.
I knew you were going to say that.
But it reminds me of how sort of you see games that copy other games. But somehow they get it completely wrong, and it was obvious.
It copied Matrix into a video game. So did the movie just copy the Matrix movie?
Believe it or not, it wasn't copying Matrix. It was copying John Woo films.
Oh, okay.
And instead of this movie being a John Woo film, like in that style, it tried to be Sin City, which was completely wrong, and just it didn't work. It was all flash. Well, not even. Because I like movies with all flash. It had a tiny amount of flash and then a bunch of boring stuff.
Wow.
With the whole cast being wrong. Like, that chick from that 70s show is supposed to be Mona. And she's the least threatening person on the planet. Like, whenever she held the gun, I thought it was a Nerf gun. Like, it just didn't look realistic at all. I mean, Mark Wahlberg as Max Payne, that made sense. But he was pretty bad in this movie.
Now, this is coming from someone who's an avid fan of pro wrestling, right?
Yes.
Mm.
Dude, you need to check out some MMA.
Hey, pro wrestling?
I do watch MMA.
That is high theater.
So
high
awesome.
Theater.
I forgot you like wrestling, too.
Yeah,
I
and also, by the
but
way,
it's high theater.
I watch wrestling because I like, it's sort of like a stunt show. Because
you
like
the oiled up men, I know. That's fine, you don't have to explain it to us.
But I don't need oiled up men, I have
You can't say the F word on the radio, though, so...
All right, let's not get too excited here.
All right, listen, we don't have a lot of time left. I'm glad that you called in to tell Rich about how bad this game is. But
movie.
I want to know, movie, whatever.
Yeah.
I want to know if you, do you have a PlayStation 3, Penn?
No.
No, so you're not interested in Little Big Planet. Do you even want to play it at all? Any interest?
No way. Unless I can make a ninja game, not interested.
You can't.
Converting to Islam and getting offended?
Well, I'm excited about that clip because before you guys even mentioned the contest, I was going to give it to my cousin to do some wicked stuff to it. I don't even care about the contest. I just want to do it just because.
All right, we'll submit it because, we need somebody to submit something good. We'll play it on the air, of course. All right, we'll be back after the break, guys.
And we're back. It's Chatterbox Video Game Radio, where we respect and even admire all manner of faiths.
Not
all,
me, dude.
All religions.
If you believe in God, you're a nut job.
Apparently you don't, Ara.
God?
Dude, I don't care if you're Muslim, Christian, Jew,
no, you're
or some other
respective faiths, because you just totally...
Mormon.
What?
Your last
Church of Latter-day Saints.
Your
really
singing
well
was ridiculous.
All of those are
true. I take pride in my singing.
I approve of your
Thank
singing.
You. Okay, so...
Continue. What were we talking about?
We've been talking about Little Big Planet and apparently being Muslim. I'm going to talk about UAT, the University of Advancing Technology, and tell people to go to uat.edu to learn about the programs that they can enter or become a part of at UAT to, you know, get a degree and become a real professional. In the meantime, though, I'm done with that...
So that they can put games like Little Big Planet and put controversial music in it and then get it delayed.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think definitely what I would do is put in anything to do with Muslims. In fact, I think actually putting a graphic of Muhammad in the game would be the best way to get attention for it, right?
Know what the guy should do that did the Columbine game? He should just make a game where you kill Muhammad. And then he would get in so much trouble.
Is that any more offensive than that Atari game where you rape Indian women?
Oh, Custer's Revenge?
Yeah, I think it might be a smidge more offensive.
That game was pretty offensive, but...
I don't know, I think people like Muhammad more than Indian whores. I mean, I don't know, just me.
They weren't Indian Americans. Whores. They were raped women. They weren't whores.
Oh, that's what the instruction book said.
I find that much more offensive, because it actually offends slightly more than half the population of the Earth. And Muslims do not account for half the population of the earth.
Well,
Muslims,
there's
over a billion Muslims.
I think
Muslims.
That if Muhammad was alive, he would enjoy video games.
Yeah?
Probably.
And a good catchy beat.
Right. Well, speaking of video games, I want to point out, just to help everyone out, apparently Dell has this deal where you can get an Xbox 360 with the hard drive and the two games in the holiday bundle, only like $254.
Dude, Dell's been doing sales like that for the last while now.
It's crazy. Yeah, but
It comes and goes, but yeah.
You get an Elite for $340. Go to techbargains.com and search for that. Anyway, there's a coupon code. It's good for like another week.
Yep.
Too bad I already have one.
I might buy it, because I won't have a 360 in a couple months again.
You're going to need Kung Fu Panda.
I don't need Kung Fu Panda.
All right, so you were saying we have a new segment, right?
So, yes, I have a special announcement to make for everybody. We have a brand new segment for the show, and it's called... Yes, that's right. It's when game industry people say really idiotic, stupid things.
I love how there's no buzzing over this music.
Yeah.
And our first contestant, Dave Halverson.
Dave Halverson?
Yes, Dave Halverson. He says, the majority of people reviewing games don't understand game design and just plain suck at them because they reviewed a game worse than he did.
You mean because they reviewed a game with and gave a lower score than he did?
That's right.
And this is in relation... By the way, he is like the editor-in-chief of Play Magazine.
Play Magazine, which has all their reviews on a 3-point scale from 7 to 10.
Oh,
that's
snap.
Actually a 4-point scale.
Oh, 9, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yes, that's right.
This according is after to, his review of the Axe game, Golden Axe?
According to Dave Halverson, to score... Golden Axe, Beast Rider, below a 7 is just irresponsible and makes your opinions invalid and makes you not a professional gamer.
Do you think that his opinion is wholly based on nostalgia because he's old?
No, it's because he's an idiot. Contestant number two, it's Peter Molyneux. Our favorite friend, Peter Molyneux, says that.
He's a lover, not a hater.
Says that in Oblivion, you can't do anything other than be a hero and kill things.
What?
And many other
video
games. You
can be a vampire.
Unlike Oblivion, in Fable 2, you can be evil or good or kind or cruel. That's completely up to you.
Okay. You can just kill townspeople in Oblivion. I'm just putting that out there.
With Oblivion, it was basically all about me killing things.
Meanwhile, in Fable 1, they put a patch out, or they changed the game before release so that you couldn't kill children.
Okay, that's enough. Kill the music. That's enough. Price is Right.
Dude, I love that music.
I love that too, but I was about to start stabbing again soon.
You know,
so.
Early on,
and it was probably going to be me in the face.
Early on in the history of this show, I experimented with playing music in the background the whole show,
uh-huh.
and people just wrote to us saying that they hate it because they can't hear us.
It's annoying.
I played like Street Fighter music and stuff.
Okay, so let's get serious here, right? I was just beside myself. I was incensed when I read this editorial by Dave Halverson, okay?
We're back to contestant number one?
Yes. We have to do a recap here.
Let's give the background here. So,
right.
Golden Axe Beast Rider, everyone and their mother rated this game absolutely, like, just horrible game.
Right. According to Kotaku...
3s out of 10s, 35, whatever.
The last thing I saw was that on game rankings, the average was 44%.
Ooh.
Yeah. Maybe it's lower now.
Well,
who knows?
It would have been lower had they not included Play Magazine, right?
Perhaps. Now, Play gave it a 9 out of 10. And Dave Halverson apparently loves this game and thinks that if your opinion is different than his, then
you're dumb.
You're an idiot.
Well, that's always been his attitude. So
aren't equipped
really
to
be surprised
games.
At that.
Well, no, but I'm actually rather surprised that he voiced this publicly, because you have nowhere to go when you say that. You have absolutely no leg to stand on. There's absolutely nothing you can say to defend a position like that.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
you will die a slow and painful death.
Not surprisingly, Rock Revolution on Metacritic only gets a 36 right now.
Good.
And Golden Axe Beast Rider is currently rated with a 41.
Ooh, down a little bit.
So here's another of the interesting things he says, right? This is directly quoting from his editorial. It's a travesty to Sega fans and gaming that such rubbish is counted on critic sites that for the most part echo the opposite opinions of real gamers. He's saying if you're a real gamer, you love this game. How dare you? How dare you, Dave Halverson?
Apparently, actually, on Metacritic, Play
the temerity
is not listed here, but Game Daily gave it a 70, and they sound like they're just, I don't know, pumping it up for no good reason. Team Xbox gave it a 68.
This is coming from a guy who has a reputation
of being a douchebag
for getting a game in his office, taking it in a room and locking the door and not letting anybody else see him play it because he's so embarrassed about his skill at the games.
He seriously does that?
I don't know. I heard a story. Maybe it's true.
I believe it.
He has a reputation for this, but I don't really know.
Look, I heard a story. That makes a reputation.
Okay.
And now it's a fact.
Let's remind people that Ara used to write for, you know, a publication, a gaming publication.
What did Game Pro give the
various publications.
Game Pro.
Yeah, what'd they give the game?
40. Fans hoping for a worthwhile update to one of gaming's most revered hack and slash franchises will be sorely disappointed by this poorly designed and utterly mediocre title.
Okay, now I gotta call this out that, like,
well,
you know what?
4 is less than mediocre.
You know what?
They can't really use that word.
I mean, I haven't played the game. I have no judgment about the game. Okay, my argument is that you can't tell people that because their opinion is different,
that they're
or because
wrong.
Most people's opinion is different than yours, that your professionalism is suspect. You can't make that argument. That makes no sense.
Halverson is a loser. We know that. But that magazine actually isn't all that bad. It's not always off. But this case,
it's wonderful.
I've not ever heard anything good about Dave.
It's wonderful to look at. It has fantastic paper stock. The pictures are excellent. I wouldn't bother to read 5 words of it unless I had to for research like this, because it's just completely vapid and uninteresting.
I want to read two more pieces of review from Metacritic for you. IGN says, this is a game worth avoiding like the plague, even if the classic remains deep and warm within your heart. And my argument, by the way, is that the original games, Golden Axe 1 and 2,
not that good.
Also suck.
Not that good.
We just remember them because at the time they were pretty.
That's right.
Right? back in like 1987.
They weren't that great. There's a lot of nostalgia.
Here's a great one. Eurogamer says Sega might as well have released this as The Adventures of Fiery Boob Lady and left their mothballed franchise with at least a modicum of dignity. But did any of us really expect this game to be any good?
No.
Like, I expected it to be
horrible.
It was
based off a game that sucked.
But I haven't played it, so I don't know.
And then reimagined. Well, I can't believe that it would be any good, and these reviews simply tell the story.
Maybe a listener can review it for us.
I'm interested to see the review of Rock Revolution that says that that game sucks, because I'm not at all surprised. Although I had high hopes, I still expected it to suck. By the way, Metacritic user's review, 7.1. Much higher than reviewer's review.
As is always.
The professionals.
Actually.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the end of our show. Thanks, everybody, for listening to our highly offensive program. We'll be back next week, provided that we're still allowed on the air. And if you want to send any email, you can send it to ara@chatterboxgameshow.com.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
I'll be away next week. Ara will be handling the show on his own with Rich.
Don't give out your email or anything.
Definitely not. We'll be back next week.
Good night, guys.
Well, they will.
You've been listening to Chatterbox Video Game Radio. Tune in next week for more tips and info and the latest and greatest in video gaming. And remember, all your bass are belong to us.